Welcome to today's LiDAR and height modernization workshop. I know many of you here in the room and some of those who are joining us through the internet, but for those of you who don't know me, I'm Juliana Blackwell, the director of the National Geodetic Survey. A few years ago, probably more than a few years ago, I was the height modernization program manager. Around 2002 through 2006, so I think that's where I've met a number of you before. And if we haven't had a chance to meet, I'd like to take the opportunity during break and during lunch to get a chance to know more of you. We're very excited to be able to offer this LiDAR workshop here in Silver Spring, not only to those who are here in the room, but those who are joining us. And I think we have probably about an equal number of folks that are joined via webinar as there are in the room here. So I think it's a fantastic turnout. We are pleased to have a number of participants from other federal agencies, but in particular, a number of our partners in the state, local, and organizations and agencies, as well as a number of academic partners who have joined us today. I also want to thank the speakers who have traveled, in many cases, a good distance to be able to make it to Silver Spring today and share their expertise with us. So we've got a great lineup in store for you, and I think we've got a variety of the different components of the industry represented here. So good diversity in the agenda, good diversity in the crowd, so let's make the most of today's workshop. To start off, I'd just like to spend a few minutes covering a couple topics, one being NOAA's National Height Modernization Program, the use of LIDAR and how it relates to height modernization, and then just briefly touch on some of the things that NGS is using LIDAR for currently. First of all, the height modernization program is focused on establishing accurate, reliable heights nationally. This is achieved by establishing common standards, providing access to data, to technology, to models and tools, and by setting up a process that can be maintained over time. Everyone here knows the importance of accurate heights. You guys can probably tell me more than I can tell you, but for example, emergency managers and community planners need to know about floodplains. They need to know floodplain mapping, where things are going to flood when there are extreme weather events. They need to know how to plan to get people out of harm's way prior and get people back into locations after extreme events. Engineers need accurate heights for transportation and utility planning, as well as construction projects of all types. Scientists need accurate heights to monitor crustal motion, sea level change, shorelines, and nowadays to monitor the effects of climate change. The list goes on, but it's clear that there are a number of uses for accurate heights that we haven't even touched on or we'll have a chance to touch on today. The importance of height modernization and the effect of how we do height modernization, moving from traditional methods to current methodologies are things that we're focusing on today, especially the use of the technology of LIDAR. Like many of you, NGS is constantly looking for cost-effective ways to accurately determine these heights. And over the years, we have learned how to leverage GPS technology and now GNSS technology to accurately measure elevation with the precision that previously only leveling could provide. LIDAR is another example of this technology. The development has changed how elevation data is collected. Although the accuracy and precision has certain limitations, LIDAR allows users to collect quality elevation data over large geographic areas, more so than was possible with traditional surveying methods. Still, the benefits of LIDAR elevation can only be realized when the data is tied to accurate geodetic control so that you can achieve the highest possible accuracy for the products that you are creating. For this reason, the primary focus of the workshop here today will be tying LIDAR data to geodetic control, as well as the quality assurance, quality control issues that accompany this technology. So what brings us all here together, as I've mentioned and just will reiterate quickly, the decision to hold this workshop was based on a lot of direct feedback that we received from our height modernization partners. These partners are at state agencies, local agencies, universities, many of which have received have received funding from NGS for form height modernization in their state. Our partners had a lot of questions related to LIDAR data, the requirements, and the connection between LIDAR and accurate vertical control. I'll let our program manager, Renee Shields, speak to this more, but it became quite clear that height mod partners were not the only ones who had questions. So we're glad to be joined here in Silver Spring by colleagues from other parts of the federal government as well. We have representatives from the National Park Service, the USDA, NGA, USGS, and representatives from the private sector as well, who are here today as well as joining us via the webinar. So just briefly, I want to touch on some of the ways that NGS is using LIDAR. NGS has used LIDAR for over a decade now, focusing on developing guidelines and specifications and for the applications of LIDAR to NGS programs. In fact, NGS responded to the attacks of 9/11 with both airborne and terrestrial LIDARs in conjunction with the U.S. Army and OPTEC to map both the World Trade Center and the Pentagon after the attacks. Most of the efforts here at NGS are happening with the Remote Sensing Division, which provides data to support the Aeronautical Survey Program, the Coastal Mapping Program, and emergency response efforts through the use of remotely sensed data. NGS recently purchased a state-of-the-art LIDAR system capable of measuring up to 400,000 measurements a second, or 400 kilohertz. Dr. Chris Parrish, who will speak later this morning, will describe our efforts further, as well as how we're collaborating with other research groups and government and academia to further the development of this remote sensing technology. So just to wrap up here and get on with the show, I want to thank you again for joining us here today. I hope that many, if not all, of your concerns are addressed and that we'll be able to come up with a better way to come away knowing a little bit more about LIDAR than we did before we started this day, and be able to come up with ways to improve the understanding of the use of LIDAR for several applications and the connection to geodetic control. I'm thrilled we were able to organize this workshop, and at this time I'd like to turn it over to NGS's Height Modernization Program Manager and the woman who made all this happen, Renee Shields. Renee?
I'm going to add my thanks to Julianus for everyone taking time out of their schedules to be here, for the speakers especially who have agreed to come and give us a wide variety of topics they're going to talk about, and the folks online who are joining us. Hopefully this is coming across. It's a little bit different venue than we've done for the online webinars in the past. I also want to thank the folks who have put the time into making this happen, because the logistics for putting something like this on are pretty extensive. I've been out of town and had quite a crew that was helping make this event possible. I can't name everybody. It's been across all divisions. We've gotten support for this, putting information up online, advertising, putting the registration up, printing out the materials, and of course all the logistics of putting the room together and all that kind of thing. In particular, I want to thank Lucy Hall, Christine Gallagher, Sunita Tiwari, and Marcia Butler for all the work and time that they've put into this. Appreciate it. Represented today are states and organizations across the country, as Juliana mentioned, a large presence from the height modernization partners, if you haven't met our height mod partners, please do so. Some of our advisors from those states also. Basically, the idea for the workshop did come directly from comments and concerns from many of the partners, particularly in Louisiana and Texas and Illinois. Among others, they've come to us separately, independently, with concerns about LIDAR as it's being used for floodplain mapping or basic elevations in subdivisions or doing quality control, people that are using LIDAR data but don't necessarily collect the data aren't necessarily familiar with the technology directly. So one of the things that that I started to do, I started to talk to folks at NGS. I talked to NGS's Chris Parrish about LIDAR and tried to get a better understanding myself. I read specifications from various sources for LIDAR, collecting LIDAR data, and I came to realize that it really is a confusing issue. A lot of different standards and specifications out there depending on the use of the LIDAR data. And the specifications are as varied as the uses. So it is a very confusing science, I guess, at least from my perspective, from the geodesy perspective. The other part of what I was looking at in NGS's big quest for an accurate geoid model, I have, and the GravD program, I've become aware of a lot of national mapping activities, digital elevation model science and that kind of thing. And that by itself, having that all come together, has also been confusing to me. There are a lot of initiatives going on out there. They're moving very slowly or maybe not moving at all. And there's some folks here that are going to talk about some of those efforts, trying to pin that down, trying to make sure that that the things we're doing are consistent and serving the needs of the users. So a lot of things going on there. I know that there are a lot of conferences and workshops that are given by other organizations, like the American Society for Photogrammetry and Remote Sensing, and also the Airborne LIDAR Bathymetry Technical Center of Expertise, JABLTEX. And even with all of these workshops and conferences, it's still apparent that more education and more information needs to be made available. I think a better understanding of the relationship between geodesy and vertical control and LIDAR data with this, the HypeMod partners can probably do a better job of coordinating those activities and making sure that we're getting the most out of the work that we're doing out there. A forum like this gives us the opportunity also to gather feedback from our partners and from our users. I found that as I was talking about this workshop with the HypeMod partners and as I was talking about it out at conferences, there were a lot of other people that were anxious to attend, so we kind of opened it up to everybody. Today's program includes an overview of the importance of tying LIDAR to vertical control and the QA and QC that needs to be done. Many applications of LIDAR data, the use of LIDAR data, I think we have a little bit of a variety there in that kind of those kind of presentations. And then a little bit of a status report on USGS's National Enhanced Elevation Assessment study that they're doing. So we'll get a little bit of an update on that. I think the real work, though, here will begin after lunch when we have breakout sessions. We'll be breaking up into groups. The hope is that NGS can hear from our users directly about the concerns and the issues that you have, what's working, what isn't working, what maybe we can do as actions together, not just NGS, but what the industry can be doing to address some of these concerns and make sure that we are moving forward and able to take care of business. So in listening to the presentations, think about that with respect to what you're doing, your own work, your own products, your own efforts. What kinds of things do you have concerns about? What is it that you would like to talk about today? Because that's going to be the important part of this day, at least from my perspective. Let's see, before we start the presentations, I want to take care of a little bit of housekeeping. The webinar is only offered for the morning session, so that ends at about 11:45. It wouldn't really be very productive to try and have a webinar with the breakout sessions this afternoon, but we will be producing a report from those breakout sessions and putting that up online. So if you're interested in finding out what it is we've talked about, what kind of topics have come up, and what our proposed actions are, then please come back to the website and look for that information, or contact me if you're not able to find it in the next week or so. Again, thanks for participating in this forum. I really look forward to a great day. It's great to see see everybody out here and folks that I don't know. I'm looking forward to meeting everybody. Hopefully, at the end of the day, we'll have a better understanding of how all of these things work together and maybe identify some areas where we can do some collaboration and where we can try and move forward to address common goals.